بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. This is our 12th session for المستوى الثاني فقه, يعني the fiqh for level 2 of Medina program. Last week we began a new topic altogether, that is الحاج and Umrah, the 7th topic on page 18. And we talked about the mawaqit, the boundaries in time and in place. Mawaqit zamaniya, the times for the beginning and ending related to Hajj specifically and then to Umrah. And the mawaqit al-makaniya, yani the land boundaries that a person has to observe and not cross without being in the state of ihram. And we mentioned the land boundaries, Dhul Hulayfa, Juhafa, Yalamlam, Qarn al-Manazil, and Dhilat al-Irq. And then we did the exercises on page 19, and the last part of the exercises on page 20. That's what we completed. And today, in the end of the class, actually we started the second part of this topic, that is Umrah. We started it, we looked at the arkan, the pillars of Umrah, the description of Umrah, and then we stopped at the description of Ihram from the Miqat. So last week on page 20 we read Al-Umrah, لها ثلاثة أركان, يعني it, Umrah has three pillars, three essential pillars. وهي الإحرام, يعني the state of consecration, يعني the intention and the clothing of Ihram. الطواف بالكعبة, circumambulation of the Kaaba, and السعي بين الصفا والمروة, يعني hastening between the two mountains of الصفا and المروة. Last week we read this, we talked about this, the three أركان, ثلاثة أركان فأمرة. And last week also on page 20 we read صفة العمرة, يحرم المعتمر من المقات, يعني that the person performing Umrah should enter the state of Ihram from the boundary, يعني the land boundary. وينوي وينبي ويلبي, and he or she should make intention and then begin to recite the talbiyah. يذهب إلى مكة, then the person should go to the city of Mecca. ويطوف بالكعبة, and make circumambulation of the Kaaba, sab'ata ashwatin, seven circuits, mubtadiyan bilhajr al-aswad, beginning with the black stone, seven circuits beginning at the black stone and ending at the black stone. Wa yusalli raka'ataini khalfa maqami Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then after the circumambulation of the Kaaba, seven circuits around the Kaaba, tawaf, a person should pray two rak'ah behind the station of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَيَسْعَى بَيْنَ الصَّفَرُ وَالْمَرْعَى سَبْعَ أَشْوَاتٍ, then the person has to hasten between the two mountains of الصَّفَرُ and الْمَرْوَى سَبْعَةَ أَشْوَاتٍ, seven times, and those seven times mean going from Safar to Marwa is one, and coming back to Safar from Marwa is two. Alright, going from Safar to Marwa, just getting to Marwa, that's one, and coming back to Safar is two. And like this, seven times. And then, after the sa'i between Safar and Marwa, يَحْلِكُ رَأْسَهُ, the man should shave his head, أَوْ يُقَصِّرُ, or cut his hair short. And the woman should just cut the ends of the braids of her hair, like the length of a fingertip. وَيَتَحَلَّلُ مِنْ إِحْرَامِهِ, and then the person should free themselves from Ihram. Yani meaning after cutting or shaving the hair, the person exits, gets out of the state of Ihram. This is what we completed last week. Any question about what we talked about last week? The pillars of Umrah, Ihram and Tawaf and Sa'i, Those are the essential elements of Umrah, or the description of Umrah. Yani, meaning from entering the state of Ihram from the Miqat, make an intention, recite in Talbiyah, going to Mecca, making seven circuits around the Kaaba, beginning with the black stone, praying two rak'ah behind Maqam Ibrahim alayhi salam, and making sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and then cutting or shaving the hair, exiting from the state of Ihram. Any question about this? About the Umrah? Has anybody here performed Umrah before? Perform Umrah now. Now. Okay, so if you have not performed Umrah, then this is a good time to make sure that you have it down and you understand it well. Okay, Umrah is relatively simple. Doesn't entail a lot of activity. Doesn't take a lot of time. But it is very, very important that you understand it and you know it well. Because lots of times people go to Mecca to perform Umrah. And likewise Hajj, but Hajj of course is a lot more detailed and more complex. But many times people go to perform Umrah and they don't know how to perform Umrah. They just figure when they get there, somebody will tell me what to do. This is not good. And it's better that you know what you have to do, especially for Umrah. It's very easy. It's not difficult. Okay, it's just a matter of going to the miqat, knowing which miqat you're going to, knowing how you enter into the state of Ihram, what you have to do. We're going to talk about that in detail today. Learning, memorizing preferably, or at least having written down the talbiyah, what you recite when you enter Ihram. Going to Mecca, when you enter the masjid, what do you have to do? Yani before you pray two rak'ah, you have to make tawaf for the Kaaba. Okay, this is very important that a person understand that. When you enter the masjid, normally you should pray two rak'ah tahiyatul masjid. But the person who entered the state of Ihram for Hajj or Umrah, when they first arrive at the Kaaba, when they first arrive, the tahiyatul masjid is to make tawaf. And on arrival at Mecca, tahiyatul masjid for the Kaaba is making tawaf, not praying two rak'ah. Rather, a person should make tawaf, and then after tawaf, pray two rak'ah behind Maqam Ibrahim. Any other time, when you go to the masjid in Mecca, and after you have been there already, then it's not necessary to make tawaf. But you should pray two rak'ah like you normally do when you enter any other masjid, unless you want to make tawaf. If you want to, then it's permissible, it's praiseworthy, it's rewardable, but it's not necessary once you have arrived in Mecca and performed the initial tawaf al-qudum. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. And then after the seven circuits around the Kaaba, I'm going to talk about this in detail also, detailed description of it. After that, you pray two rak'ah behind Maqam Ibrahim. And then a person should drink from the well of Zamzam and make dua with whatever dua you want to make. As the Prophet ﷺ said, Zamzam lima shuriba lahu. It is good for whatever you drink it for. Yani supplicate as you like. And then after that, going between the two mountains of Safa and Marwa, beginning from Safa, going to Marwa as one, coming back as two, and so on, seven circuits, and then a person should shave or cut the hair. This is what the Umrah entails. Now, Abdul Karim.
Yeah, you have to make a first Umrah, right? And make
okay, you made Umrah, and you're staying in Mecca for a few more days, or a week, or whatever.
Farewell
Tawaf. Any farewell Tawaf, most of the scholars say, it's that it's mandatory for the person making Hajj. As far as Umrah, there's a difference of opinion about that. No. It's not legislated to make another Umrah in one trip. But the Sunnah, yani, is that a person who is traveling from another place, from another city, from another country to Mecca, traveling to Mecca. Now you're already in Mecca and you go out and come in. Umrah means a person traveling to Mecca. That's the visit. Yani what you perform as rites of Umrah is yani for visiting Mecca. You're already in Mecca. Yani if you're visiting your friend, right, you go to their house and you greet them, Salaam alaikum, kaif haluk. So let me go out and come back and visit you again. You go out the door and knock and come back in. That doesn't even make any sense. First of all, the Prophet didn't do it. He didn't tell anybody to do it, and it's not even logical that you visit Mecca, and while you're in Mecca, you say, I want to visit again, I'm going to go outside the city and come back in. It doesn't make any sense. That's not a visit. Okay, so there's no basis for it in the Sharia. Not even the Umrah of Aisha radiallahu anha, because what she did, and the Prophet approved of it, going out to Tan'im, and coming back in to make Umrah, was because she didn't make Umrah when she arrived in Mecca, because she had a menses and she couldn't perform the Umrah. So for that reason, he allowed her to make the umrah that she didn't make when she came. So she went out and came back in. That's different. If a man, yani, had menses, and he didn't make umrah when he went to Mecca, and then he got off his menses, and he went out and came in, okay, fine. But men don't have menses, right? So no man should be doing this, no woman should be doing it, unless they came to Mecca in the state of menses, and they were not able to perform the umrah. In that case, they can go out and make the umrah. Otherwise, it's not legislated to make two umrahs and one trip, and you arrive in Mecca and you just go out and come back in. Rather, if you go out to another city, like you go to Medina, and you want to go back to Mecca again, okay, you can make umrah. But most of the scholars say umrah should be performed on an independent journey. On an independent journey. Now, okay, any question about what we discussed last week? And let's go on to where we left off last week, and that is on page 21. Sifatul Ihram min al Miqat. Sifatul al Ihrami min al Miqati. Yani, the description of Ihram, entering the state of consecration from the boundary, from the land boundary line, whichever Miqat a person is coming through. Okay. The description begins by saying, يَأْتِي الْمِقَاتَ وَيُحْرِمُ فَيَقُولُ لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ عُمْرَةً. Okay, يَأْتِي الْمِقَاتَ, the person comes to the land boundary, the miqat, whichever miqat they are coming across. وَيُحْرِمُ, and then that person enters the state of consecration, yani, which entails, number one, putting on the clothing of ihram, which for men are two pieces of cloth, upper garment and lower garment. Number two, it entails making intention to perform, in this case umrah, and if a person was making hajj, intention to perform hajj. So the entering the state of ihram entails two things: number one, the clothing of ihram, and number two, the intention. Person comes to the miqat, enters the state of consecration, and they say, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ عُمْرَةً. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ عُمْرَةً. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ عُمْرَةً means, here I am, O Allah, to perform umrah. Yani, the visit to the Kaaba or the minor pilgrimage. Here I am, at your service, at your command. Yani, labayka means I am here in obedience to your call, O Allah. After this, yani, statement, labayka Allahumma umrah, thumma yulabbi. Yani, labba is the past tense with alif maksura. Yulabbi with ya is the mudari. Labba yulabbi. It means to begin to pronounce the words that are known as a talbiyah. ثُمَّ يُلَبِّي. The person begins to recite the talbiyah. لَبَيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَيْكَ لَبَيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَيْكَ, that will come to in the next line. Then the person begins to recite talbiyah. وَيَسْتَمِرُّ, يعني استمرّ. يَسْتَمِرُّ means to continue doing something. يَسْتَمِرُّ فِي التَّلْبِيَةِ. The person continues reciting the talbiyah, hatta yasila ila makkata. Ila, it should be, instead of ila makkati, it should be, I'm sorry, ila al-ka'ba. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit tired right now. Ila al-ka'bati. I'm reading Mecca. It should be al-ka'bati. Naam, that's correct. Okay. So what? The person continues reciting the talbiyah, hatta yasila ila al-ka'bati, until that person reaches the Kaaba. Hatta yasila. Notice that yasila, the mudari verb, is mansub because of hatta. Yani, the meaning, hatta an yasila ila al-ka'bati. And yasila is mansub because of hatta. So the person continues, yani, from the miqat, they continue reciting talbiyah until they reach the Kaaba. Until they reach the Kaaba. Now, Now, Yani the question, should the talbiyah be recited yani in unison, in a group, or should a person recite it individually, alone? And what yani volume of voice, right? The talbiyah should be recited individually. The talbiyah should be recited individually, and it should be recited in a raised voice. Except for the women. The women should not raise their voice. The women should not raise their voice in the presence of men. If they were alone and there's nobody there, yani like in Umrah maybe, if they went in Umrah at a time when it's not a lot of people in Mecca, and they're on the road and they're in a car with their family, yani their mahram relatives, and they can raise their voice, no harm. But if they're in the presence of men, then their voice should not be heard by men. But as far as the men, they should raise their voice with talbiyah, and that everyone should recite it individually. And it's permissible to recite it in a group, yani in the beginning, for the purpose of teaching the people. If the people don't know how to recite it, somebody can teach them. Yani say it a few times until they learn it, and then after that everybody should be on their own. But yani what is preferable is that everybody should recite it individually, meaning that the people should learn it before they go for Hajj Umrah. Or they have it written on a piece of paper, and somebody told them how to say it. So when they get there, khalas, you just read it from the paper if you didn't memorize it. But for the purpose of learning, it's possible for somebody to say it a few times out loud and have the people repeat it in order for them to learn it. Otherwise, everybody should recite talbiyah individually. There's no proof for reciting it as a group, even though that is the common practice of the masses of people today, that they recite it in a group. This is not from the sunnah. Okay, after reciting talbiyah at the miqat and continuing to recite it until we reach the Kaaba, he says, هَذِهِ التَّلْبِيَّةُ. This is the talbiyah. This is the words of what we call talbiyah. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. And if you join it together, because of the Hamzat al-Wasl in the beginning of the word Allahumma, you say, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك. This is the first line, first part. لبيك اللهم لبيك. Here I am, O Allah, at your command. Second part. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. Okay, begins with لبيك and ends with لبيك. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. Again, لَبَيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَيْكَ. Here I am, yani, at your command. لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. You have no partner, no equal, no one that shares in your exclusive rights. Yani, those things that are exclusive to Allah, especially the right of worship. Especially. Next part. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ. And last part, la sharika lak. Okay, inna alhamda, verily the praise. Wa ni'mata, and the bounty. Laka, all belong to you, O Allah. Inna alhamda, wa ni'mata, laka. The praise and the ni'mah belong to you, O Allah. Wal mulk, and also the sovereignty, the kingdom. All of this belongs to Allah. Inna alhamda, wa ni'mata, Laka wal mulk. Three things, all of these belong to Allah, mentioned here. The hamd, all of praise belongs to Allah. And the ni'mah, all the bounties belong to Allah. And the mulk, the sovereignty, all belongs to Allah. La sharika laka. And you have no partner. Yani, you have no one that shares with you in the right to be praised, or the bounties, yani, that they come from other than Allah, or the sovereignty, the kingdom, the rulership. It all belongs to Allah and He has no part in it. Okay, this is the talbiyah. Yani, labayka Allahumma labayk, labayka la sharika laka labayk, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. This is the talbiyah. Any question about the meaning of these words? Huh? Took you back, huh? I wish you could take me back. Really? How many times? We don't know how many times, right? There's no special amount of times, but as we mentioned here, yulabbi wa yastamirru fi at-talbiyah. Yastamirru means you continue saying it. Yani, from the miqat to Mecca, you might recite it 500 times, maybe 1,000 times, depending on how often you are saying it and which miqat you're coming from. Some miqat is close and other miqat is far, right? So if you're coming from Medina, the miqat from Medina, from Dhul Hulayfa to Mecca, is about 400 kilometers. That's a long distance. That takes hours to go that distance. Depending on traffic and things like that, it might take you at least 4 or 5 hours. Yeah, and it depends on the time of year. If the taxi is going fast, you can do it in 4 hours. But the 4-hour trip is dangerous. Some taxis even do it in less than 4 hours. 4 hours is too fast. But that is common. And if it's no traffic, it's common for the taxi drivers to race and they take 4 hours. But yani, that is not good. Yani, 5 hours, 6 hours is yani, reasonable. Okay, if there's traffic, it could take longer than that. And depending on what kind of traffic it is. Okay, but the point is, right, if you're coming from a long, far miqat and you're on the road for 5 or 6 hours, you're going to recite it a lot of times. A lot of times. If you get tired, you take a break. Take a break, you know, you can take a break. You don't have to, and it's not mandatory you say it every second until you reach the Kaaba. Rather, as much as you can. Because it's worship, it's praise of Allah, it's rewardable. These are good deeds, hasanat. The more a person says it, with consciousness of the meaning of what they're saying, with sincerity believing in what they are saying, this is tawheed. This is tawheed. So this is praiseworthy. And that a person says it as much as possible. But of course, with sincerity and consciousness, with presence of heart and mind. Not just reciting it and your mind is somewhere else. But reciting it, thinking, reflecting, pondering over the meaning of what you're saying. This becomes worship. Okay, after this, after the description of the words of the Talbiyah, Al-Muhrimu Bil-Hajji, yani the one who entered the state of Ihram for Hajj, for pilgrimage, Yaqulu Labayka Allahumma Hajjan. Labayka Allahumma Hajjan. Notice we said, before the person who enters the state of Ihram for Umrah, they say, Labayka Allahumma Umratan. Umratan. But here, if the person is entering Ihram for Hajj, for pilgrimage, they should say, Labayka Allahumma Hajjan. Here I am, O Allah, at your command for the performance of pilgrimage. Wa yastamirru fi at-talbiyah hatta al-yawmi al-ashiri وَيَقْطَعُهَا قَبْلَ رَمْيِ الْجِمَارِ. And if the person will continue reciting the Talbiyah, if they're making Hajj from the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, right, the first day of Hajj, they enter the state of Ihram, and they begin reciting Talbiyah. Now, they're going to recite Talbiyah حَتَّى يَسْتَمِيرُ فِي التَّلْبِيَةِ حَتَّى until الْيَوْمَ الْعَاشِرُ, until the 10th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, وَيَقْطَعُهَا, and they will cut it off, discontinue reciting Talbiyah, قَبْلَ رَمْيِ الْجِمَارِ, yani just before stoning the stone pillars, the jamarat, the jimar. Yani meaning, they will be reciting Talbiyah from the time they enter Ihram on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah until the 9th of Dhul Hijjah until the 10th of Dhul Hijjah until just before stoning the jamarat, the big pillar, the middle pillar, and the small pillar. Right? So that means they'll be saying it for 8th day, 9th day, and 10th day, almost 3 days, until they stone the jamarat. So that means on the 8th day, the person is going to be in Mina, they're going to be reciting it all day, off and on. 9th day, they're going to go to Arafat, they're going to be reciting it off and on. That night, they're going to go to Muzdalifah, they'll still be reciting it. Next day, the 10th, day of Eid for us, right, who's not on Hajj, that day on the 10th, they'll be reciting it until they stone the Jamarat. Then they'll stop. At the time when they're approaching the Jamarat before stoning, they'll stop reciting the Talbiyah now. Dhul Hulayfa? What did you say? Zamaniya time. Yeah. Miqat is Zamaniya time. Okay. Yani, for people who are not in Hajj, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Eid, Eid al-Adha. Now, people in Hajj, they will not be celebrating Eid. They will be busy, yeah.
But so, the
No, we're talking about Eid that after Hajj. The Eid al-Adha. Yani at the time of Hajj. Yani after, no, Eid al-Fitr is Ramadan, right? At the end of Ramadan. Eid al-Adha is at the time of Hajj. And Eid al-Adha is after the day of Arafah. Arafah is the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. The next day, the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, which is the main day of activities for Hajj. That day was the day the people who are not on Hajj, they will be celebrating Eid on the 10th. And the people on Hajj, they will be stoning the Jamarat, and they will be making sacrifice, and they will be making tawaf of the Kaaba. 10th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But let's try to make sure your question. Is it clear? Or you want to finish the question? No, Eid al-Adha is not coming now, no. No, it's not. That's right. Okay, so it's clear. Okay. So then what we're saying then, this is the second Eid, right? Eid al-Adha, the one that comes at the time of Hajj. And that Eid is on the 10th. But on the 10th, the people in Hajj, they will be doing a lot of other things, right? So on that day, on the 10th, and one of the things that they will do on the 10th is to stone the big Jamara, Jamarat al-Akbar. When they stone that Jamara, when they go there, that's when they'll stop reciting the Talbiyah. Okay, normally, what is more common is that people will make the stoning of the Jamara, and they will make sacrifice, and then they will go to Mecca and make tawaf and sa'i. And depending on what kind of hajj they are performing, right? But the order of these things can be changed. It's not mandatory, we have to do it in that order. But that is what is more common. Yani that is what the Prophet ﷺ did. But some people came to him and they said, I stoned first. Or I made tawaf first. Or I did this first instead of that order. And the Prophet ﷺ said, La haraj. La haraj. Yani there's no blame. There's no harm on you. It's okay. So that means that the order can be altered. It can be altered. It's not a mandatory has to go in this order. But the normal order is the person will go to the Jamarat and they will stone the big one. Only the big one on the first day. On the 11th, 12th and 13th they will stone all three of them. Three Jamarat. But on the first day they will stone the big one. At that time they will stop reciting Talbiyah. So the time reciting Talbiyah is what? From the time you enter Ihram on the 8th, continuing on the 9th, continuing on the 10th until you stone the Jamarat. Naam. I didn't hear you good.
The translation.
On which page?
21.
On 21,
Hatta yawmi hasri and yawmi.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So we are on the line that says Al-Muhrimu bil-Hajji yaqulu after the Talbiyah. Al-Muhrimu bil-Hajji yaqulu labayk Allahumma hajjan wa yastamirru. That person says this and then they continuously recite the Talbiyah hatta until al-yawmi al-ashri, until the 10th day, meaning the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah. وَيَقْطَعُهَا and then they cut off, discontinue it, meaning what? The Talbiyah. يَقْطَعُهَا they discontinue the recitation of Talbiyah قَبْلَ Yani just before Ramyi, the stoning of the Jimar. Yani the stone pillars. Okay, and we said that in Hajj. Yani the stoning takes place on 4 days. The first day is the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, only the big one is stoned. And then on the 11th, 12th and 13th, all three are stoned. Okay, so this is the Talbiyah that's recited for Hajj. Okay. This is a description of Ihram at the Miqat, the recitation of Talbiyah, the description of the words of Talbiyah, and then what is said at the time of entering Ihram for Hajj, Labayk Allahumma Hajjan. And the Talbiyah is then recited continuously, yani from that point until the person begins to stone the Jamra on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. 8th, 9th, and 10th Talbiyah. Okay, the next point is Sifat al-Tawaf. Yani al-Tawaf. Tawaf, we said, is circumambulation of the Kaaba. Yani going around, circuits around the Kaaba. So this is the description of the Tawaf. How is the Tawaf performed? يأتي الكعبة ويطوف بها سبعة أشواط باديا بالحجر الأسود. يأتي الكعبة, the person comes to the Kaaba, ويطوف بها, and they go around it. بها means بي الكعبة. Ha here refers to the Kaaba. يطوف بها, they go around it, meaning the Kaaba. سبعة أشواط, seven circuits. أشواط is the plural of شوط. شين واو طا, شوط. Seven, سبعة أشواط. باديا, يعني from بدأ, to begin. باديا, beginning, they begin those seven circuits. بالحجر الأسود, they begin the first circuit with the black stone. الحجر الأسود. فيستلمه, فيستلمه, I'm sorry, استلمه, استلم يستلم, فيستلمه ويقبله. يستلمه meaning that the black stone, they will touch it and they will kiss it. ويقبل, يقبله, they will touch it and they will kiss it, the black stone. And if they're able to get close to it without hurting somebody. And in Hajj time, it could be very crowded. In order to get to the black stone, maybe you have to knock somebody down or push somebody or punch somebody. That's haram. And if you can't reach it, you just signal with your right hand and do, yani say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. But if you can touch it and kiss it, this is from the Sunnah. Naam. Now, a person should do it every time they came around, for every circuit, if they're able to. وَيَقُولُ, at this time of... You got a question, Abdul Halim? Yeah, they have a line, so that a person who can't actually get to the black stone, they can see when they're at the point of crossing it. Okay, that line will tell you, this is the point of the black stone. So maybe you can't actually see the black stone, but if you can see that line on the floor beneath you as you're walking, you know that you are getting ready to cross the point of the black stone. Huh? And they also have a green light, yani point, yani at the point also, so you can see, yani on the building, yani upper level of the building, so you can see that you're at the point of crossing. Okay, so the person comes to the black stone, they make seven circuits, beginning with the black stone, they touch it, and they kiss it, and they say, Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar. Yani in the name of Allah, and Allah is the greatest. يَتُوفُ بِالْكَعْبَةِ. Then the person goes around, circumambulates the Kaaba, إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَصِلَ إِلَىٰ الْحَجَرِ الْأَسْوَدِ, until they reach the black stone. Notice that in this description, yani they wrote it as ila and yasila. Previously we had in the description of ihram hatta yasila. This is the same meaning, hatta yasila, ila and yasila. Yani until the person reaches al-hajr al-aswad, the black stone, marratan ukhra. Yani another time or a second time. Yani meaning the person goes around the Kaaba until they reach the black stone, they're beginning with the black stone, and they go around until they reach the black stone again, until they come back to the black stone, that completes one circuit. At that point, after they came back to the black stone, فَيَسْتَلِمُهُ يَسْتَلِمُهُ وَيُقَبِّلُهُ إِذَا أَمْكَنَهُ ذَلِكَ. So at that point, when they got back to the black stone, they touch it again, beginning the next circuit. And they kiss it. إِذَا أَمْكَنَهُ ذَلِكَ. إِذَا أَمْكَنَهُ, if the person is able to do that. يعني أمكن يمكن means to be possible, to be able. If a person, if it's possible, if a person is able, then they, when they begin the next circuit, they should touch the black stone or kiss his sister's hair behind the curtain. Alaykum salam. They should touch it or kiss it. All right. At this point, he said, "Wa illa," and if the person is not able to touch it or kiss it, "Wa illa," yani meaning in la. This is a combination of two particles, in and la. Yani if not, if they are not able to touch it or kiss it, ashara ilayhi biyadihi, then he or she points to it with his or her hand. Yani meaning the person kisses or touches it when they start the next circuit, but if they are not able, then ashara, they point with their hand. Yani just the hand facing the Kaaba, yani they point like this, with the hand open facing the Kaaba, they point with the hand instead of touching or kissing. هذا شوط. This is one شوط. شوط is the singular of what we said before, أشواط. شوط is the singular of أشواط. Okay, this is one شوط. Meaning, they went around the Kaaba one complete time. وهكذا يتم بقية الأشواط. وهكذا, in this manner, like this. Likewise, in the same way, يُتِمُّ, the person completes بَقِيَّة, the remaining أشوات, circuits. The remaining أشوات, بَقِيَّةَ الأشوات. This is the way you complete the remaining ones, meaning start at the black stone, say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, touch it, kiss it, if you cannot, signal to it, and you go around the Kaaba until you return to it, completing one circuit. So a person does this 7 times. وَفِي أَثْنَاء التَّوَافِ يذكر الله تعالى ويدعوه في أثناء. يعني this expression في أثناء means during. During. Sometimes it أثناء is used without في. Okay, has the same meaning. But if you don't have في, then you say أثناء with فتح. But if you have في, it became في أثناء. Okay, the meaning is the same. أثناء التواف or في أثناء التواف. Same meaning, during. So, وفي أثناء التواف, during the tawaf, يذكر الله, the person should be, يعني, remembering Allah, يعني making ذكر, remembering Allah the Most High, ويدعوه, and making supplication. يعني what should a person be doing during tawaf? ذكر and dua. They should not be holding conversation, discussions, social interaction. This is worship. This is worship. Yani, it's like being in salat. And in salat, nobody should be doing anything except dhikr and dua. You shouldn't be talking to the person next to you, or reflecting on the food that you're going to be eating when you break fast, or yani, I'm going to visit my best friend tomorrow. That's not what you should be doing during salat. That's not what you should be doing during tawaf. During tawaf, a person should be engaged fully in the dhikr of Allah and in dua. In dhikr of dua, dhikr of Allah and dua. Now people are on their phones. Yes, that's right. Because yani, nobody was on a phone when I was doing tawaf. But now today people are on phones. That just goes to show how long it's been since I made tawaf, right? Taking pictures of themselves and everybody else and things like that. Naam. So, during tawaf, a person should be making dhikr and dua. وَيَقُولُ بَيْنَ الرُّكْنِ الْيَمَانِ وَالْحَجَرِ الْأَسْوَدِ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. يعني during the tawaf, a person should be performing dhikr and dua, and they should be saying, وَيَقُولُ, what should they be saying? يعني means saying, between the Rukn al-Yamani and the Hajr al-Aswad. Okay, the Rukn Yamani, by the way, and if you look at the Kaaba, the point of starting is the black stone, right? And then after the black stone is the second corner, and then the third corner, and then the fourth corner is Ar-Rukn al-Yamani. The Rukn al-Yamani is the fourth corner, meaning the corner before the black stone, the fourth corner of the Kaaba. Kaaba is cubic, right? It has four corners. First corner is the black stone, fourth corner is Ar-Rukn al-Yamani. So what we're talking about here, what should be recited between the last corner and the first corner, between the Rukn al-Yamani, the fourth corner, and the black stone, first corner, right? Between those two points, that's the end of the circuit. And when you reach the last corner, between that corner and before you reach the black stone again, here you should be saying, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This is what should be recited there, okay? What about before that? You can recite whatever you like. Recitation of Quran, any dhikr that's legislated from the Sunnah, dua from the Prophet ﷺ, or yani dua from yourself. Oh Allah, yani heal my mother. Oh Allah, yani make my father strong, bless my parents, yani whatever you want to say, my children, my spouse, yani the Muslims all over the world. This you can make dua at this time, whatever dua you want to make, as long as yani it's something yani from the things that are permissible to make dua for. Huh? The things that are permissible, not asking for things that are not permissible. Oh Allah, grant me everlasting life. Yani nobody can live in this world forever, right? Oh Allah, make me a prophet. No more prophets coming. And these kind of things we don't make dua for. But the lawful things, you can make dua for whatever you like. You can just use the supplications of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or that which came in the Quran. Or you can recite chapters of the Quran. Or just make general dhikr, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, allahu akbar, allahumma salli ala Muhammad, astaghfirullah, like this, whatever. Alright? During the whole of the circuit, you can recite whatever you like, except when you reach the last corner, Rukn al-Yamani, you should recite, this is what's legislated. You shouldn't be reciting anything else. This is what you should be reciting. Alright, so let's go back and look at what he says here again. Now, yeah, from the black stone, up until the Yemeni corner, recite whatever you like. When you reach the Yemeni corner, you should be reciting this. Okay, so he says here, during the tawaf, make dhikr of Allah and supplication, whatever you like. But when you reach the Yemeni corner, يَقُولُ بَيْنَ الرُّكْنِ الْيَمَانِ وَالْحَجْرَ الْأَسْوَدِ. At this point, the last part of the Kaaba, you should be saying, رَبَّنَا O our Rabb, أَتِنَا, give us, فِي الدُّنْيَا, in this world, حَسَنَا, the good things. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and in the next life, حَسَنَا, the good things. وَقِنَا, يعني protect us from عَذَابَنَا, the punishment of the fire. This word وَقِنَا, this is وَاوَ الْعَطْف, end. قِي is the فِعْل عَمْرَ, yani from waqa, to protect. And na is the pronoun, the first person plural pronoun, nahnu. Okay, these are three letters. Waw is waw al-ataf. Qaf is the fi'l amr. This is the verb, qi. And na is a pronoun, right? First person plural pronoun, connected pronoun, na. So wa qina, and protect us. Azab al-nar, from the punishment of the hellfire. This is what we should be saying between Ar-Rukn al-Yamani and the black stone. Okay, after this, on page 22, top of the page, it says, لَيْسَ لِلْتَوَافِ دُعَاءٌ خَاصٌ غَيْرُ هَذَا. لَيْسَ لِلْتَوَافِ دُعَاءٌ خَاصٌ غَيْرُ هَذَا. يعني, there is no dua khas, special supplication. Khas with shaddo on the sa'd. There's no special supplication for tawaf. Laysa means negation. Lit tawaf. There's not for the tawaf any special supplication. Dua khas. Ghayru hadha. Other than this one. Yani the one between Ar-Rukn al-Yamani and the black stone. That's a special supplication. That should be recited at that point. As far as the rest of the tawaf, there's no special supplication. You can recite whatever you like of the lawful supplication from the Quran, from the Sunnah, or from yourself. وَلِلْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ بِمَا شَاءَ. And for the Muslim, it is the right of the Muslim to supplicate. أَنْ يَدْعُوَ. يعني here, the fi'l mudari yada'u is mansub because of n, so it has fatha. Yada'uwa. And yada'uwa bima sha'a. Yani it is the right of the Muslim to supplicate with whatever he or she wills or wants. Bima sha'a. With whatever he wills, whatever he wishes, whatever he wants or she wants. Yani meaning, in tawaf, you can recite whatever you like from the lawful supplications. وَيُسَنُّ يعني مَبْنِيٌ لِلْمَجْهُولِ وَيُسَنُّ. And it is from the sunnah, it is legislated in the sunnah, فِي تَوَافْ الْقُدُومِ, in the tawaf of arrival, the tawaf of qudum. Qudum means arrival. It means when a person first arrived in Mecca for Hajj or Umrah. That first tawaf you may make more tawafs after that. Especially in Hajj, right? There's tawaf of Hajj, tawaf al-ifada, and then there's tawaf al-wada, the tawaf of farewell. So in Hajj, a person is going to make at least three tawafs. The arrival tawaf, the main tawaf of Hajj, yani on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, and then the tawaf of farewell when you're leaving Mecca. So what we're saying here is that we're talking here about the first tawaf, when you first arrive, either for Hajj or Umrah, that's called tawaf al-qudum. So it is sunnah in the tawaf of qudum to do a number of things. The first of them is al-ittiba'u, yani with dad and ta. Ittiba'u. What is ittiba'u? Wa huwa an la yastura katifahu al-aymana. It is, al-ittiba' is la yastur, and la yastura. Yani that the person does not cover. Satara yastur. An la yastura. Yastura with fatta because of, it's mansub because of an. Al la yastura katifahu. Katif means the shoulder. So the person should not cover the shoulder. Which shoulder? Al-aymana, the right shoulder. Katifa, yani maf'ul bi, mansub with fatha. Katifahu al-aymana. Aymana is describing the shoulder, the right shoulder. So here, the first thing that sunnah for tawaf al-qudum is only for the first tawaf when you arrive in Mecca for tawaf and for Hajj or Umrah. The first one only, it is sunnah in that first tawaf al-qudum to uncover, to not cover the right shoulder. Naam. No. Is it mudaf? No, it's not mudaf. It's a description describing katifa. Katifa, yani al-aymana. Katifa is mansub, al-aymana is mansub. Katifa is definite because of being connected in idafa to who? And al-aymana, therefore, also has to be definite because it's anat describing katifa. Yani the right shoulder should be covered in the tawaf of qudum. In the tawaf of qudum. Only in that tawaf. No other tawaf. The first one should be uncovered. Should not be covered. And la yastura. Don't cover it. Should be uncovered only in tawaf of qudum. From the beginning of the tawaf to the end of it. From the beginning of it to the end of it. Khalas. Once the person finished that tawaf, no more uncovering the shoulder at all. Khalas, that's the end of uncovering. You're never going to uncover it again unless you went home and came back for another Hajj or Umrah, right? Only in the first tawaf, only in the seven circuits of tawaf, from the first circuit, beginning of it, to the last circuit, to the end of it. Shoulder, right shoulder should be uncovered. Once you finish the seven circuits, you have to cover it back now. Before you make two rak'ah behind Maqam Ibrahim, you have to cover the shoulder. You have to pray with your shoulder covered. Okay, shoulder should not be uncovered in prayer. Never, ever, ever. Yani when you go to pray, cover the shoulder back. Now. Yani before you reach the Kaaba to make the arrival tawaf, shoulders should be covered. It should be uncovered only for the tawaf of Qudum, from the beginning of it to the end of it. Not before it and not after it. Not before it and not after it. Yani the person enters the ihram in the place of miqat, they should not uncover their shoulder. Yani you will see millions of people uncovering the shoulder in the miqat. Is not sunnah. Uncovering the shoulder is sunnah, is legislated for tawaf al-qudum. Once you actually begin the tawaf, you uncover the shoulder. When you finish the tawaf, you cover it back. That's the end of it. No more uncovering. Not before, not after. Now, when you get to the miqat, put the ihram on. No, it's going to be covered. Until you get to the Kaaba and you get ready to make tawaf, you get to the black stone, I'm going to start my first circuit. Now I will uncover the right shoulder, say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and go around the Kaaba once, twice, three, four, five, seven times. When I finish the last one, I'm going to cover it back again and go someplace behind Maqam Ibrahim and pray two rak'ah. And if you make salat during the tawaf, then you should cover the shoulder. Shoulder should be covered in salat. Now. Now. And then you continue where you left off. If a person, if the tawaf, you didn't finish seven circuits, and the iqama is called for salat, you have to stop where you are and pray. And when you finish prayer, you continue where you left off.
And cover the shoulder back up.
And cover the shoulder back. Naam, Mustafa. Al-ittiba'. The meaning of ittiba' is that a person, okay, we had this term came in the top of page 22, the second line. It says, وَيُسَنُّ with fatta, يُسَنُّ, meaning that it's sunnah, فِي التَّوَافَ الْقُدُومِ, in the arrival, tawaf, الْإِطِّبَاءِ, to do ittiba'. What is الْإِطِّبَاءِ? هُوَ أَنْ لَا يَسْتُرَى كَتِفَهُ الْيَمِ. Ittiba' means that you do not cover your right shoulder, meaning you uncover the right shoulder. Ittiba' means uncovering the right shoulder during the arrival tawaf, from the beginning of it to the end of it, not before that and not after. Now, the ihram that you're in should never leave a shoulder uncovered, unless you're making the farewell tawaf. Only during the farewell tawaf. Before that, your shoulders should be covered. Both of them. When you go to make the farewell tawaf, you arrived at the Kaaba, you're at the black stone, you're getting ready to do tawaf, now you should uncover the right shoulder. Once you finish that seven circuits, you have to cover it back. It should not be uncovered before that tawaf, it should never be uncovered after that tawaf. Yani, the right shoulder is not supposed to be uncovered in ihram, unless you're making the arrival tawaf, from the beginning of it to the end of it. Not before that and not after. It should never be uncovered. Except in that only time, while you're making seven circuits for the arrival tawaf. And what you see people doing, uncovering the right shoulder in ihram, is wrong. Except during tawaf. That's it. And only that one tawaf, arrival tawaf. As far as the head, for men, the head must be uncovered. For women, the head must never be uncovered. The head must never be uncovered in the presence of men or in public. And the women's clothing in ihram is the same as their normal clothing, except that they cannot wear niqab. Except that they should not wear niqab. Meaning niqab means the piece that the woman ties around her head to cover her face with. That niqab should not be worn while she's in ihram, but rather she should cover her face with her yani jilbab. She should cover her face with her jilbab, but not with niqab. Otherwise, women, they wear their regular clothing. Now, okay, so this ittiba is sunnah only for the arrival to Tawaf. Then it says, وَكَذَلِكْ, meaning, and likewise, it is also, يعني sunnah. يعني يسنّ في التواف القدوم الاتباع, يعني السنة in the تواف القدوم the دعاء اتباع, وكذلك, and it is also sunnah in the تواف القدوم, it is also sunnah in this تواف, and يرملا, to do رمل, and يرملا, to do رمل, في الأشوات الثلاثة الأولى, في الأشواط, الأشواط الثلاثة الأولى. So it is also sunnah in the arrival tawaf. Just like you're going to uncover your right shoulder for that tawaf, it's also sunnah to do what is called ramal. Ramal in the first three circuits only. Not in the whole tawaf, seven circuits, but in al-ashwat al-thalathati al-ula. Al-ashwat al-thalatha. Al-Ula. Al-Ula means the first. Al-Thalatha means three, first three circuits. Ramal means walking quickly, taking short, quick steps. Short, quick steps. Sort of like, yani, a short step jogging. Huh? Almost like what you would be doing if you were jogging in place, except you're moving, but short, quick steps. Short, quick steps. It's not running and it's not walking. It's in between walking and running. Short, quick steps. This is ramal. So this ramal is also legislated only in the arrival tawaf and only in the first three circuits of the arrival tawaf. Notice the difference between ittiba and ramal. Both of them are legislated in the arrival tawaf. But ittiba, uncovering the right shoulder, is for all seven circuits. And ramal is only for the first three circuits. Alright, so please make a distinction. Both of them are legislated in the arrival tawaf. But ittiba is legislated for the whole arrival tawaf. Seven circuits, the right shoulder should be uncovered from the beginning of it to the end of it. But the ramal should only be done in the first three circuits, and in the last four you can walk normal. Walk normal. Okay, so this is what? The description of the tawaf. This is the description of the tawaf. Any question about tawaf? Any question about a tawaf? Okay, we still have a few minutes remaining now. Now. To make tawaf. Before you stop to make two sunnah rak'ah, tahiyyat al-masjid, when you came on any trip, the first time when you arrive on that journey, even if you've been to Mecca 2 years ago, 10 years ago, last year, 6 months ago, when you came, the first time you arrived in Mecca for that journey, not the first time in your life, maybe you came to Mecca before, but every time you return to Mecca, when you arrive in Mecca, when you came to the Kaaba, the first thing you should do is tawaf of the Kaaba. If you came again next year, the first tawaf you make when you arrive in Mecca should be, I mean, the first thing you should do should be tawaf, tawaf al-Qudum. Now, seven times, yani with the right shoulder uncovered, first three times doing ramal, short, quick steps. After that, if you make tawaf again during that journey, while you're there in Mecca, you're there for 1 week or 2 weeks or 1 month. If you make tawaf every day, no harm. You can do it. But you do not do ramal and you do not do ittiba. Okay, it's only for the arrival, tawaf. Tawaf al-Qudum. Okay, this is the tawaf. Okay, who can tell us what we have to do in tawaf? Description of tawaf from beginning to end. Wherever you get stuck, we're going to help you. Okay, don't be afraid. Try it. Oh, who wants to do it? Try it. No. Shrey. No. Somebody help. What's the first thing you do in Tawaf al-Qudum? First thing when you get to the Kaaba, the first thing you have to do is what? Huh? Yeah, in English. in English. We just want to know if you remember how to do it. What's the first thing? Somebody tell me. Anybody? Huh? Okay, you're going to have niyyah. Okay. Huh? The first thing you're going to do is you're going to touch the black stone and kiss it. Or if not, if you're not able to, you're going to point to it saying, Bismillah Allahu Akbar. Okay? And then you're going to start going around the Kaaba. What are you going to be doing while you're going around? Huh? Making dua, zikr and dua. Or reading Quran, or anything like this that's legislated. Then what you're going to do? When you get to the Yemeni corner, you're going to start supplicating with this supplication. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabanna. And you're going to recite that until you reach the black stone. Once you reach the black stone, you're going to start the next circuit. You're going to touch the black stone and kiss it, if you're able to, or point to it, saying Bismillah Allahu Akbar, and then you're going to go around, yani, making dhikr and dua. Every time you come to the Yemeni corner, you're going to recite this particular special supplication. You're going to do that how many times?
Seven
times. What's special in tawaf of qudum only? You're going to do something special. What? Number one. You're going to uncover your right shoulder. Ittiba. When are you going to do this? In the beginning of the tawaf. And when are you going to cover it back? In the end of the tawaf. Okay, what else are you going to do in the tawaf al-qudum? Ramal. Ramal. What is the ramal? Yani short, quick pace, short. Short, quick steps. Like a little jogging. And when are you going to do that? The first three circuits only. This is not going to be done in any other tawaf, just as al-ittiba is not going to be done in any other tawaf of the Kaaba. After that, unless you go travel to another land, another city, another country, and come back for another umrah. Okay, the next topic, we might not have enough time to finish it, but we'll read some of it, and next week we'll come back to a sifat al-sa'i. Now, the what? Maqam Ibrahim. Now, after you finish the tawaf, and this is the description of tawaf. After you finish tawaf, then there are two rak'ah behind Maqam Ibrahim. And that time you're going to finish the tawaf, so you cover the right shoulder back, and you drink from Zamzam, and then you're going to go to the mountain of Safa to do Sa'i. We're going to talk about Sa'i right now. Okay, that is what we have to do in tawaf, and this is the sa'i. Sifat al-sa'i, the description of sa'i. بعد التوافي يأتي جبل الصفا. I'm going to go through this quickly. Next week we're going to come back and read it carefully, okay? بعد التواف, after the circumambulation of the Kaaba, يأتي جبل الصفا. You will come to the mountain of الصفا. فيرقاه. فيرقاه. Then he will climb up on that mountain. يعني يرقى is from the verb raqiya. Raqiya means to climb, to ascend, to rise, to mount. Raqiya, yarqa. Fa is then. Yarqa is the fi'l mudari. Then he climbs. Hu means the mountain of Safa. Then he climbs it, mounts it, ascends it. Aw yaqifa indahu. Or he will stand at the base of the mountain of Safa. He will climb it, or he will stand at the base. وَيَسْتَقْبِلُوا الْقِبْلَةَ. Then he will face the Qibla, the direction of prayer, meaning what? Here, the Kaaba. You have to face the Kaaba itself now, because you're in the sacred masjid. وَيَقُولُوا. And he says at that time, or she says at that time, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. And we know what's the meaning. There's nothing that deserves to worship except Allah, and Allah is the greatest. And then that person should say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. Nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone. And worship belongs to Him alone. أَنْجَزَ وَعَدَهُ. He has fulfilled His promise. Meaning Allah has fulfilled His promise. وَنَصَرَ عَبْدَهُ. And He has supported and given victory to His servant. Meaning to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَعَزَّ جُنْدَهُ. And He has honored His soldiers. وَهَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ وَحْدَهُ. And He has defeated the Ahzab, the confederates, yani all the pagans and disbelievers who joined together to fight against the Prophet, Allah defeated them, wahdahu, all alone. This is what you say يعني when you stand at the mountain of Safar. ثُمَّ يَرَفَعُ يَدَيْهِ. Then the person raises up their two hands, his or her two hands. وَيَدَعُ. And supplicates. Supplicates. Well, whatever supplication you will. يعني after this, ذكر, then you raise your hands and supplicate, whatever you will. وَيُقَرِّرُ هَذَا الذِّكْرَ. And then the person repeats, يُقَرِّرُ. From قَرَّرَ, يُقَرِّرُ, repeats this ذِكْر. What's ذِكْر? لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده. And some of them have here, he has written here, وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. يعني this should be repeated a second time. والدعاء, and then supplication is repeated, whatever supplication you want to say. And this should be done ثلاثة مرات, three times. ثم ينزل من الصفا. Then the person descends from the mountain of Safar. وَيَمْشِي إِلَى الْمَرْوَةِ. And they walk to the next mountain of Marwa. وَعِنْدَمَا يَرَى الْعَلَامَةَ الْخَضَرَاءَ عَلَى جِدَارَ الْمَسْعَى يُسْرِعُ حَتَّى يَصِلَ إِلَى الْعَلَامَةِ الْخَضَرَاءِ الثَّانِيَةِ. يعني وَعِنْدَمَا يَرَى الْعَلَامَةَ الْخُضَرَاءَ. So when the person, يعني عندما means when, at the time when يرى, he sees العلامة الخضراء, يعني the green sign or the green marking or green light. During the going between Safar and Marwa, you come to a place where you see the green marking or light على الجدار, on the wall of the مسعى, on the wall of the place of سعي. At that time يسرع, يعني the patient person should hasten, يعني walk quickly. حتى يصل, until he reaches إلى العلامة الخضراء الثانية, the second green marking or second green light. Meaning between the two green markings, person should hasten quickly. Men should run and women should just move quickly without running. ثم يمشي, then the person walks again, normal walking. حتى يصل, until he or she reaches إلى المروة, until they reach the mountain. So the person should walk normal until they reach the green, first green post, and then they should hasten until the second green post, and then they should walk normal again until they reach Marwa. وَيَرْكَ وَيَرْقَاهَا. And then they should climb the mountain of Marwa, or mount it, يعني rise up upon it, أو يقف عندها, or stand at the base of it. وَيَقُولُ كما قال على الصفر. And then they should say the same thing they said in the beginning on the mountain of Safar. يعني the ذكر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده, to the end of it. And then they should supplicate, and then they should repeat the ذكر, and then they should supplicate, and then they should repeat the ذكر for a third time. They should do the same thing on Marwa that they did on Safar, يعني repeating what they did there. This is one shout, يعني one circuit going between Safar and Marwa. يعني from Safar to Marwa, that's one. وهكذا يكمل الأشواط الباقية. وهكذا يكمل, in the same way the person completes the remaining circuits. الأشواط الباقية, يعني going from Marwa to Safar, that's a second shout, and then coming again from Safar to Marwa is a third shout, and then returning to Safar where you began is a fourth shout, and then going from Safar to Marwa is the fifth shout, and from Marwa back to Safar where you began is the sixth shout, and then going from Safar to Marwa is the seventh shout. So you begin at Safar and you're going to end at Marwa. You're not going to come back to Safar again, but seven يعني times between Safar and Marwa. Going from one mountain to the other, every time you go between one of them, that's a shout. And you go back to the next one, that's another shout, and so on. Seven times. وَفِي أَثْنَاءِ السَّعِي. And during the sa'i, يُكْفِرُ مِنَ الذِّكْرُ وَالدُّعَى. A person should increase frequently a lot of remembrance of Allah and supplicating. وَبَعْدَ الْإِنْتِهَاءِ. يعني انتهى, ينتهي means to end. After ending, completing, من السعي, from this سعي, after completing it, يَحْلِكُ الْمُعْتَمِرُ رَأْسَهُ. Then the man making Umrah shaves the head. أَوْ يُقَصِّرُ شَعْرَهُ, or cut short the hair, and the women just cut يعني the tip, the edge, that which is equal to a fingertip from the ends of the braids of the hair. وَيَتَحَلَّلُ, and at this point, after shaving or cutting the hair or clipping the fingertip edge of the braids of a woman's hair, after this clipping or cutting, يَتَحَلَّلُ, the person becomes free from إِحْرَامِهِ, مِنْ إِحْرَامِهِ. يَتَحَلَّلُ, and it means halal, things became lawful that were unlawful in the state of ihram. The person becomes free from the state of ihram. This is the quick description of the sa'i. And inshallah, next week, somebody remind us, this is where we're going to start next week, with the description of sa'i. Going to read it a little bit more carefully and take some time to explain some of the words and some of the grammatical points and clarify anything that needs clarification. We're going to stop here so that we don't take the time from the next class. Any questions, inshallah, please hold them for next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.